Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi, holding in Trumas Daf Pei Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chi in Mil of Halacha Aleph. The Gemara starts at the top of the Amud, Achivin Meshubach, according to the Mishnah that says that when a person has Truma that he planted, and what grows Giduli Truma, so he should try to do it by hand. Achivin Meshubach, Min Mi Meshubach, who's he better than? Min Adash, than using animals. Better to do it by hand than to do it with animals, because it may cause loss to the Truma. Hadash ketzado, he said, when you're using animal, what do you do? So the Mishnah says, you put baskets of the food that is in the ground. Whatever is growing in the ground should be in the baskets, and then the animal can eat from the baskets, and you don't have to, and she's not going to eat from the ground, but on the other hand, you're not over loisachsoim because you're not muzzling the animal. Says the Gemara, Tani b'shem Shimon, toile lo kashinim v'em yofi lo minakoil. You don't have to put the same min that is growing from the ground. You give her these kashinim, which type of vegetable, which is the best for her. That's the best food for her. See, if she's working in a field that has barley, you can put kashinim in the basket. On my basis, Zaysomeris, also can mechulin eino iver lo mishum baltachsoim. You see, for me, the fact that it works by trumo, and that solves the problem that you don't let the animal eat the trumo. But in other hand, you're not muzzling her. That should work also mechulin. A person is using an animal to work in a field. So he's not allowed to muzzle her, but if he puts baskets of food next to her, that's good enough, and she doesn't have to actually eat from the field. Hamarkim bekidneis ubatilton. Someone who does a type of avoyde called harkono, which is removing the outer shell in kidneis and in tilton, different types of grains. Eino even mishum al tachsum sher bedishui. That is not called daish. Daish is threshing. And threshing is a specific job that's done more in wheat and barley, and the other ones are not considered to be daish. Aval also pri marisayim, but still doesn't look right, so one should not do that. Is tinu yitani, some tanoim say, b'daishu mutolucho. Is tinu yitani b'daishu hasolucho. Meaning, some say that the whole issur of daish is only food which you are allowed to eat. But if it's something which you're not allowed to eat, like truma that's growing, so then there's no issur. And some say even when it's truma, which grows, and it's aser, it's also something you're not allowed to do, loisach soim, you're not allowed to muzzle the behemah. Now, the following few lines of the Gemara have nothing to do with her sugyo. And Reb Chaim teaches us that they don't belong here. It belongs to the Gemara in Perek Yud, the next Perek, and they don't belong to our sugyo at all. We're going to read it quickly just because it's written here in the Gemara, but we're not going to focus on it too much because this is not its place. We're going to have the same Gemara, Lekamon. Amar Abom HaMimel Masniso. We speak about a Mishnah, Lekamon, that says that an onion, if you have lentils around the onion, the lentils don't become aser from the onion. So it says the Gemara, B'shoitziu Adoshim Yimeh. It's only if the lentils took away all the juice, the water that they had in them. So then, Adoshim Tzoyfers Oysoy Shelo Yiten. Then, the Adoshim, the lentils, make the onion hard, and it does not give any taste, does not transfer taste into it to make it asur. But before the lentils took out their water, it is still moist. We're not talking about that case. Same way the lentils make the onion hard for it not to transfer the taste. So also that when they make it, they don't cause any bleel. To make it hard, the onion should not swallow from the lentils in the opposite case. And the Gemara explains, Yachavido. But if you have an onion which is chulin, put into lentils of chumo. I feel make it hard. So the onion will not swallow from the chumo that is in that doshim. And that's why it works both ways. If the onion is chumo, doesn't spread iser to the lentils. And vice versa, if the lentils are chumo, it doesn't spread into the onion. So the Gemara, that's only if the onion is dry. But if it's moist, then it's aser. Bebatzel, that's only by an onion. Bekaflo is a different type of vegetable. Bein lach, bein yovish, bein shalom, bein michutach aser. Doesn't matter the way it is, it's always going to transfer it taste. Hevir petum toy kemechutachu. If he cut off the top of the onion, then it's going to be cut, and then it does transfer taste. Hayushnaim shloisho kemechutachim. If you have two or three onions, also the transfer taste is only when it's one that you say it's too hard to transfer the taste of truma. All this talk about when the outer layer of the onion doesn't have enough taste to transfer, meaning it's not more than 1 out of 60 of the lentils. Avalim yeshlo, but if there is noisetam, it's less than 1 out of 60, and here we don't end the sentence, the gears on the side, it says the word loy. Meaning then you do have a problem of the taste of truma transferring. And this is where we end the part that doesn't belong to our Gemara. Going back to our sugyo, we read before, that's why the Goyen takes it out, because according to the Goyen, this is really what we just said a second ago, is tani b'daishu mutar l'chot. There is a braisa that says that if you're talking about a daish, which is allowed, which is edible, that's when you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. But if it's daish, which is also a chumo, so then you are allowed to muzzle the animal. Says more masniso, our Mishnah, kimando ama b'daishu also l'chot. Our Mishnah says that even something which is also you're not allowed to do daish. Why did Tanina toilik fifois bit suffer behemoth? And our Mishnah says you're not allowed to muzzle the behemoth, you're just allowed to put baskets around the behemoth for you to eat. Why? Yeah, talk about truma. You should be able to muzzle it. You see, for me, our Mishnah holds you're not allowed to muzzle even something which is usher. Reb Chaim asks, here it's not truma. Here it's only giduli truma, which we derive it's not truma as we learned in the Mishnah. It's only derabanan. So maybe that's the reason you can't muzzle it. And Reb Chaim stays with the question. Only disha where you separate the dirt from the outer shell, but not bedorcha when you're pressing the grapes in order to create wine. Even when you're pressing it, that's also when you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Ravavan said that Rabbi Kiva asked B'shem Ben Yochai, begin with the kuni in order to test him. What happens if he muzzled the animals before he brought her into the field? And then he brought her into the field. Is it a problem? Or the problem is only to muzzle in the field? Says the Gemara, when it says the Kriyarim not allowed to drink wine when they go into Oil Moed, it doesn't mean they're not allowed to drink wine only when they're in Oil Moed. Clearly means you're not allowed to drink wine before you go into Oil Moed, and don't come into Oil Moed with wine. Meaning, once you're already in plan to go into Oil Moed, don't drink wine from before. So when you come in, you should not be under the influence of wine. So here it means don't bring an animal which is muzzled when you go into the field. Omar of Ezra, learns from the Pasuk, Loisach soim shor b'dishoy, don't muzzle a shor when it's threshing, Loisodush b'shor chosum. Don't do disha when the shor is muzzled. Meaning, don't read the Pasuk that don't muzzle an animal while it's doing disha in the field. It means don't have the action of disha, of threshing, with an animal which is already muzzled. So it includes in the Pasuk being muzzled before the disha started. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chumos, Daf Pizayin.